This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Port Louis this morning on a two-day state visit to Mauritius. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that Mauritius is a close maritime neighbour, a key partner in the Indian Ocean, and a gateway to the African continent. Mr. Modi said both nations are connected by history, geography and culture. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of people, as well as for security and development in the Indian Ocean region. Mr. Modi will visit the Sir Siv Usagar Ramagulam Botanical Garden today to pay tribute to Sir Siv Usagar Ramagulam and Sir Anirudh Jagannath. He will also plant a sapling in this complex. After this, the Prime Minister will meet President Dharam Gokul. Mr. Modi will participate in a community event this evening. Later, Mr. Modi will meet his Mauritius counterpart, Naveen Chandra Ramagulam. The relationship between India and Mauritius is very old and multifaceted. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Punjab and Union Territory Chandigarh starting today. During her Punjab visit, she will be gracing two convocation ceremonies of the Central University of Punjab and All India Institute of Medical Sciences at Bhatinda. The President will be accompanied by Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria at both the events, besides other dignitaries. The Parliament passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it on the first day of the second part of the budget session yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intends to strengthen the power of the Railways Board by enhancing the functioning and independence of the body. Lok Sabha has already given its nod to this Railways Amendment Bill 2024 last year. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Indian Railway is undergoing continuous reforms focusing on infrastructure modernization, technology adoption and improved safety. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India and Armenia ties are deeply rooted in history. During the opening remarks in his meeting with Foreign Minister of Armenia, Ararat Mirzoyan, in Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that the first Armenian newspaper was published in India. He said bilateral trade and defense collaboration have increased. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed happiness that they have joined the International Big Cat Alliance. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inaugurated a newly developed Mahasir Hatchery and Freshwater Ichthyology and Sustainable Aquaculture Laboratory at the Department of Zoology, Manipur University in Imphal. The laboratory has been jointly developed by the ICAR, Central Institute of Cold Water Fisheries Research, Bhimtal of Uttarakhand and Manipur University. Addressing the inaugural function, the governor said that fish has always been an integral part of our culture and strengthening the fisheries sector is crucial for Manipur's economic growth. He said that the state has abundant water bodies such as ponds, rivers, lakes and reservoirs and hence has immense potential to develop a prosperous fisheries industry. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that elaborate arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers. He highlighted the security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations in the national capital. India's first ever World Para-Athletic Grand Prix is set to kick off in New Delhi from today to 13th of this month, with over 280 para-athletes from 20 countries competing in more than 90 events at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi. India will field a strong 145-member contingent featuring Paralympic gold medalists Praveen, high jump T64 category, Navdeep, javelin F41 category and Dharambir, club throw F51 category. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Giants by 9 runs in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 180 set by Mumbai, Gujarat were bowled out for 170 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.